So we are here. This is a little weird. This is, again, we're getting real again on this podcast. Last time we got real was Rona.
Yeah.
You know, because we thought it was finally
going to... Still happening, though.
Yeah, it's still happening. So wear a face mask and don't go see your friends. Don't be an idiot. So we're here to talk about Black Lives Matter. And just in case you didn't know, Black Lives Matter just says a...
In case it was never clear
in your life, but Black Lives Matter and Black Trans Lives Matter, to make that very perfectly clear. So we felt it was important to just have to say something about this because we felt it was very weird to talk about 2000s things and then see the world become massive activists and rallies happening all over us, even around our neighborhoods, and to not say anything felt weird. And as two non-black people, it's even more important for us to talk about this stuff and acknowledge this shit because this shit is too real. So I work in Washington, D.C. Whoop, whoop. I am literally less than half a mile from the White House. And I can tell you, it is crazy to be there. You know, I was there that week when Trump was, when there was curfews everywhere all over the country, and there was thousands of people showing up to march all over. I was caught in a march because I left, so, because I'm dumb, I left my car outside. My parking garage was closed. And I left my car in the street, and I was like, oh, let me go check on my car. And then I see cops roll up. There's like cops everywhere. And I'm like, I wonder who's coming through town. And then I hear people chanting a block away, and I see, oh shit, there's a march coming down the road where I parked my car. I was like, oh shit. And so, but everything was fine, but it was, I was in it for a moment, and it was kind of amazing to be in that group and that energy. You know, people are furious and emotional, and they have every right to be.
Yeah.
You know, it is, you know, I felt that. I was very angry too with everything going on. It was just too much. I think people finally reached a breaking point, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I think also because of the Rona, because of the timing, there are a lot more people who are home, either because they're working from home or they got laid off or they got furloughed. And like, it sounds really callous to say this, but people have a lot more time and energy and
no,
to
be you're mad. Absolutely
like
right.
They've been cooped up for months, and you know, and now people have a real reason to be mad, and it's just all coming out. So I think the timing is really significant as well in that sense.
I mean, there's over 2 million people unemployed in this country, and by the time we put this out, there's probably going to be a little more.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of people not working. And so I think it's just because we're so used to these things happening. Another black person was killed by police brutality. And then usually the mode is we rally, talk about it for a few days, and then we go back to work.
Right.
But no one's working. And it finally reached a tipping point that this is enough. And the variables of a pandemic, Trump is president, everyone's really angry and finally had a chance to show it. And wanted to make some kind of change. And I will say, this is the most change and most the most drastic actions that are happening around the country, in towns, states, is pretty amazing to see. It's small steps, but people are taking this way so seriously. It is like, enough is enough, man. It's so fucking much.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the one that got me was Philando Castile. I thought that was going to be enough. I thought people were really going to lose it. Freddie Gray, I thought people were really going to lose it because fucking, I think Freddie Gray was in Baltimore. that city was on fire for like 2 days. I was like, oh shit. But now with this, every city was on fire. Minneapolis was on fucking, they burnt down Arby's.
Yeah.
Burnt down Target, everything. I was like, you know what? Fucking good. People bitching about looting and all this stuff. I'm like, you have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
You can loot Target, CVS, and people are all pissed off and shit. I'm like, those people are insured. Those are multi-million dollar companies. They're fine.
There was someone who texted me who was like checking in to see if I was okay, but it was all out of like fear of the rioters and like the looters and all of that.
You're
and
fine.
I'm like, no, it's not. That's not the thing you should be.
That's not scared the issue.
About. Yeah, like this is. Yeah. That's not the issue here.
Don't cry for windows and stores. Yeah, you know.
The Target right by me is all boarded up. They've boarded up all the doors and windows. You can only use one door in and then one door out. Like, it's boarded up.
Yeah, it. I saw a lot of the video. I literally couldn't take my eyes off it.
Yeah.
Watching the video of people in Atlanta throw rocks at the CNN lobby.
Yeah.
And break that shit was insane. And they do smoke, like, tear gas everywhere, you know. And it got to a point that when I wrote something on my Instagram story, I wrote this thing. I wrote quite a lot of what I had to say, but I realized that I'm like, you know what? I think the bare bones of this is really fuck the police. That's my overall feeling about it.
Yeah.
And I have a good friend who is a cop, but I'm just like, it is too much. There, you can't be some bad cops, some good cops. You're either good or bad, and that's it. It is a massive reform system. Massive reform needs to happen on a top-down level. It is fucking insane. Seeing people compare the training it takes to become a beautician or barber school, becoming a doctor, and becoming a cop in the United States is like going to camp for the fucking summer.
Yeah.
It is. It isn't anything.
Yeah.
You could become a cop, Catherine. I could become a cop.
Yeah.
Do you know how
overqualified? Do you know how easy that
shit is?
We're overqualified.
We're overqualified. You know why? Because we have empathy.
Yeah. And like, yeah. And I was,
it's fucking insane.
Listening to a podcast, and they were saying how, like, I mean, they can reform the way that training and things like that are done, but it's still not going to fix a lot of the issues. And like, one thing they really need to look at is working on who they allow to become police in the first place.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Like, you know, just figuring that, like, starting from the beginning.
Don't hire idiots. No. You know what I mean?
Don't hire motherfuckers. Don't hire white supremacists. Like,
yeah, it's, how hard is it? You know what I mean? Like, how fucking hard is it to research someone's background and realize
literally this guy went to a cross burning? Older white guys post all kinds of stupid shit on Facebook. Just go on Facebook. You'll see their true selves.
If they reposted something from InfoWars, they should not be allowed to become fucking cops.
It's true.
Those guys are fucking dangerous. Mm-hmm. They buy Alex Jones workout pills. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you shouldn't, those people shouldn't be policing anybody.
Yeah. It's true.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
And it is, I can't imagine, it's not even realizing, you know what I fucking hate most? That hearing people say, hearing companies, my friend told me who works for an LA company, saying that they've realized that racism is a problem. Like, their management said that.
Oh, and my like God.
It's all white people. And it's just like, they just realized, you know, they've realized that racism is an issue. And she pointed out that no one in their company is entirely black. No one is one. Everyone's half or mixed or something. There are no black people in her company. And her boss's main concerns are their clients. And she was just like, how fucking dense and tone deaf and blind are you to shit around you to say, I've realized now that racism is a fucking issue. Out, like, what? Where the fuck were you?
Like,
where have you been?
Well, you know,
where have you been?
Bon Appetit, which, like, their YouTube channel is fucking huge now. Have you heard about all their issues that they've been having?
Adam, motherfucker. I'm not even. So here's the thing about Adam. fucking Adam. I saw the picture. I don't think that was really... He just looks really tan. But mm-hmm. I don't understand what the costume was, and I really want to find out. It just looked like he was
trying to be the caption to the photo?
No.
It was like, with my poppy or something like that.
With my poppy? Oh my god. Yeah. Was he trying to just be like a... I don't know what the fuck he was trying to be.
I don't know.
But I'm so mad that this motherfucker wouldn't pay people of color that edit the photos. You're an editor. We know editors. To not be paid your rate plus more if you work overtime, knowing the amount of hits that your channel gets on a daily basis is a goddamn crime.
Yeah.
He should be in jail.
Yeah.
He's a fucking asshole.
And really, like, one thing they mentioned too is how, like, all the people who have, like, their own series, it's, like, all white people. All of the people of color they have, like, none of them have their own series.
None.
They just make
Molly has, like, 8 series.
Yeah. And then, like, they did, like, a Making Perfect series where, like, Christina... She was one of the people in that, and she's Asian American. She was one of the people in it, and she did not get paid extra for this appearance, while the other people in it did.
Got paid extra. Mm-hmm. That's so fucked up.
And so it's stuff like that too, where it's like they're literally doing the same work too. Like they're doing the same video, and she's still not getting paid. So just stuff like that, I'm just like, it's a lot, you know, and
it's so fucking like there has to be a parallel universe where black people rule the world. I firmly believe that. I really, the more the world is like this, the more we see that racism hasn't changed. It's just evolved. Racism is like germs, you know, mm-hmm. bacteria that evolves or a virus that evolves. Yeah. You know, it never, it's still the same virus, it just took a different shape. Mm-hmm. And shit just only evolves, and the differences between then and the 50s and 60s is that we have phones, is that there's cameras. Mm-hmm. If there weren't cameras, like, none of this shit would be happening.
Yeah,
we wouldn't know, we wouldn't be able to see any of this shit.
Well,
you know?
What was up with the DC blackout that happened?
I don't know if that was really true.
Because there's a lot of conflicting reports about what happened. But I didn't really look into it.
There's a lot of conflicting reports of whether that happened or not. And I can't confirm or deny, like, I was a part of it. But I can't confirm or deny that it actually happened. Mm-hmm. Because I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I really do not know. And I will say that the CVS across from me was looted. And it was pretty insane to watch them just go in and break shit. It was a second night in a row. The place was fucking looted. And so we have a team that works for us. And they were just recording shit for their team. And they got... I think they got back to the office and they saw cops shoot in tear gas into the CVS. They shot tear gas and gassed them out. Like insects, you know? And you also see guys slamming the glass, trying to get out, and they can't, and they just have to run out. There's only one way in, one way out.
Crazy to me was finding out that tear gas is illegal in warfare.
Yes, it is a war crime.
I didn't know that, and yet, I just...
Are we shocked?
I'm not. Like I'm not even that surprised, like... But it's...
It is...
And, like, it's most lethal for children, too.
America loves toys. America loves their guns. They love toys that they can finally use. And hearing cops, like anonymously, people that work in the force, and they know motherfuckers that, like, that line up for this shit, all they want to do is be a part and just... fucking hit people. That's all they want to do. Yeah. They're just so ready. When this shit was really hectic a few weeks ago, a lot of those cops just want to hit people. They don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, they're going to get away with it. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's like the same guys who, like, lose a video game and punch the fucking wall, you know?
Yeah. These are the same
There's
fucking guys.
There's a lot
guys.
Of, like,
the
violent aggression there.
It is angry, unchecked, hetero energy that boils into violence. And when you become a cop, you have an outlet. You can do it, you know, and you can get away with it. And it's going to get to a point that I really hope that they won't get away with it anymore. That is a huge prayer. It's a big Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And my thing is that I think, in hearing someone else talk about it, is that you need to attack their retirement and their pensions. Because those motherfuckers, when cops retire, they're fucking paid. They're loaded. They're fucking paid off. Yeah. That's why you see old cops with, like, old gray-haired cops with, like, still their cop police fucking haircut. Mm-hmm. In like, the Caymans, you know, balling out. If you took that shit away, would cops be cops anymore? Would they still give a shit?
Yeah.
Do they really give a shit in the first place? Seeing the head of the NYPD police union, this 5'4" fucking guy screaming to a mic saying, "You see my badge here? It's not stained. That's Minneapolis. Go over there. These guys, they're not them. They're not them." Fucking piece of shit.
Ridiculous.
Fucking wherever, Long Island.
Well, what was the one about, like, the cops complaining that they're all being villainized?
NYPD. NYPD's like, don't vilify these guys. And it's just a bunch of old white guys in polos and fucking bald heads.
Honestly,
bunch of guys that can't run a mile.
The most likely at this point to profile old white guys because they're the ones I most frequently feel threatened by.
Easy.
Especially at work. I was just talking to my coworkers the other day about how the worst part of our job is dealing with creepy old white guys.
100%. Those are the criminals. Those are the people you should watch out for.
Honestly.
You know, fucking bald white men. Fucking, you know what it is? And I think, I don't know if I have a mild theory. What if, it sounds dumb, but I feel like it's like it has to be like a psychological thing. We need to stop treating cops like they're soldiers and stop giving them like leftover army toys and guns and suits and tanks. Why does John Smith, who lives down the street from me, a fucking cop that trained for a month, have access to a Panzer tank for their local police station? Why do they have that? That's not police work.
They shouldn't be armed like they're going to war because who are they fighting?
Yeah.
The people they're supposed to be protecting.
You're in a town of fucking 20,000. Yeah. You know, you're not in the war zone. You live in a cul-de-sac. It's not Waco. What are you doing? Like, you're like, what the fuck? But America loves this shit, you know? And it got to a point seeing all this that, like, maybe I should just leave the country. People have, like, legit thought, we should just get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is happening? And for other countries, do you know how bad shit has to be that people in Iran have to protest for Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, right.
Iran is quite authoritarian, and for them to protest for us is insane.
It is, yeah.
And people around the world don't see this as a protest. They see this as an uprising.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it. And that's what we call it when we see people do this in other countries, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have it being thrown at us now is quite fascinating because it feels like that. I saw going down to the White House down near, like, the North Lawn, South Lawn, whatever. But near the White House where the Black Lives Matter street is,
mm-hmm.
Plaza, Black Lives Matter Plaza, is pretty cool to be at. You know, yeah. I do think it's not enough. I firmly believe reform in the Capitol needs to be done because I feel like that's like that you're just putting frosting on charcoal, you know, like this shit has to change internally. Real reform needs to happen. No one wanted a fucking street, a plaza.
No.
It's the least you could do.
Yeah.
It is cool to see, though. I will say it is cool to see. It's a nice gesture.
It's not fixing anything.
Yeah. I feel like we're a Joe Rogan podcast now. We're just talking about issues and shit and DMT.
NPR, hit us up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yes, get it.
NPR.
Let's be on Up First. NPR, bro. Come on. Oh, my God. It is interesting being there because knowing that a few weeks ago people were being tear gassed the shit out of that area and to come and see a community together and put art, you know, and music and activism together is quite beautiful to see how people do come together for a cause like this.
Right.
You know, because we're all, if you haven't noticed, we're all on the same planet, man. Like, this is it. You know, this is, there's so many thoughts and what to say. And it is, I think my one thing is to, like, as a parent, to really teach your kids to be empathetic, to be kind. That's like the bare minimum as a human being thing that we can do is fucking treat each other with equality and respect, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the bare minimum.
And to check yourself and be aware of the prejudices that exist, so that way you can kind of look within. Because, like, the way the world works, people have prejudices. Like, that's just kind of how it's going to happen. But you need to be aware of that and check yourself and...
check yourself, man.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, if you're ever making an assumption, like, check yourself and try and figure out why you're making that assumption. Yeah, and, you know,
what the fuck, hatred, having to have hatred is so much more work. Mm-hmm. You have to work hard to hate. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's easy to love. It's so much harder to hate. Like, it's so much energy you have to put into something. Like, seeing Karens, that's what they are, Karens. God. and male Karens fucking yell at protesters and take away their signs, you know what I mean? Like, you have to go out of your way to go to somebody, yell at them, call the police on them, and try and rip their signs from their hands.
Yeah.
You know? That is so much fucking work. Instead of asking them and being educated in something.
Yeah.
What the fuck, white people? Shit.
Also...
There's just so much. There's so much. It is insane. CNN is playing in the whole background, you know. It's just, you can't take your eyes off it sometimes. And right. And I work in broadcasting, and I can't take my fucking eyes off it because there's 8 screens, so I'm watching this shit. And it is quite beautiful and tragic to watch, but I can only hope that this moment sparks massive change.
Yeah.
And I feel it. I feel like this has to be it.
Yeah.
Not to say that this will not continue. These assaults, brutalities are still happening because they've been happening to protesters being gassed.
Yeah.
Some have died. Fucking people in St. Louis shot at cops. They killed like 2 cops.
Jesus.
They had a shootout a few weeks ago. It's like, they don't fucking play in St. Louis, dude. They fucking shot back. They do not fuck around. And so I highly recommend people to watch the recent Chappelle, it's a half hour thing he did. It came out last night, and it's informative and eye-opening to hear someone talk with such wisdom and knowledge about the issue, even though he didn't want to, but he was very angry. I've never heard that guy pissed off ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge fan, and he was fucking pissed, and he was just like, he talks about how the last time he heard someone call out to their mom for their grandmother was his dad when he was dying, when he was literally on his fucking deathbed, and he was just like, and hearing George Floyd scream for his mom is too much.
Yeah.
They fucking put his knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You know how fucking insane? A minute is a long time.
Yeah.
8 minutes and 46 seconds is insane.
Yeah.
That is such... That's running a mile. It's 8 minutes and 46 fucking seconds. That's insane. Like...
That's so much time to do anything else.
Anything.
So much time to think about, like, what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Like, I'm looking at my time code here, like my chart. So seeing 0 to 5 and where 8 minutes is just, that is a fucking span of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. I hope they fucking throw the book at that motherfucker. It is. He needs to be set a fucking example of. And I hope they have a black judge, because that motherfucker will prosecute the shit out of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, the evidence is overwhelming. And people talk about, you know, well, I think people imply that they would have helped him or jumped in, but I'm just like, would you have really fucking jumped in?
Yeah.
With a bunch of cops around? Because that's your ass too, man. That could be you on the floor too.
Right.
But I do applaud the person. I think it was like a teenager who recorded the whole fucking thing on her cell phone. Mm-hmm. You know, that took fucking nuts to just stand there and record the entire thing. Because that's the image that the whole world has seen at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it is for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's, you know, what the fuck? That's a short film. You know, that's 8 minutes and 46 is like, I don't know, like that's like a drive from here to like the grocery store or some, you know, it's like me heading to go get food, you know,
mm-hmm.
having to look at time in such a different way, knowing that it took that long to kill him is absolutely insane. And it just, there's too many names to name the injustices, like for Breonna Taylor, you know, there's just too many. And it's before, it used to make me really pessimistic and really numb, but I think now I don't think it did anymore. I think I really felt it now.
Mm-hmm.
It was just way too much. Fucking 8 minutes, man.
Yeah,
it's too real out here. What the fuck, Catherine? So I think we'd love to hear your voices on this issue too, but I think your actions, your whatever you can do to help any cause in this entire movement that the world is seeing will be helpful. So when we post this, we will be including a link to a list of organizations to send money to donate supplies or to sign petitions. You know, there's an infinite amount of organizations that we can find a way to help too. So, and we've also agreed that from now on, every episode, we're going to highlight an organization that we want to support because it's the least we can do. You know, it's a little goes a long way. And I think we should be doing that as human beings. It's just helping each other out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we won't let this topic go by the wayside. As we said, we will talk about certain organizations we feel strong about. And I think we should kind of find a way to continue our show. And we will, because I think we like making people laugh and entertaining. And I think, you know, having like a little break from your day and laughing about the 2000s and low-rise jeans, you know, kind of helps a little bit, you know, because we're not going to stop doing it. You know, we have to continue existing. You heard that, Catherine? You're going to be doing this till the day you fucking die.
Oh, God. Someone free me.
Never. I'm going to be, imagine us 40 and we're still doing this. Oh man. So yeah, we're still gonna keep doing this. Our next episode will be on the All American Rejects. There is no better way to segue from this topic than to talk about the All American Rejects. So
oh yeah, for sure.
Join us next time. Donate, support Black Lives Matter and Black Trans Lives Matter. Never forget, ever, support your local organizations nationwide, whatever you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you can do, honestly. And be kind to one another, man.
Yeah.
Just be good, bro.
Be good, right, bro.
Put that on a protest. The protest sign. Be good, bro. Bird up.
Chasing out a protest.
Bird up, bro.
Just be good, bro.
Yeah, man. Just be good. You know. Love each other. Bye.
Bye.